From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godette. This is Idaho Matters. Across America, only half of the women, infants, and children who are eligible to access the WIC nutrition program are actually getting the healthy foods and education that are available to them. And in Idaho, the ratio is even worse. Just 40% of this vulnerable population are accessing the WIC program. A new $500,000 grant hopes to change that by reaching out to the women and children who qualify for the federal program and to help them sign up, especially immigrant and refugee communities in Boise, Elmore, Valley, and Ada counties. Here to tell us more is Emily Waddrup. She's the Central District Health WIC Program Manager. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Emily, for folks who don't know, what is WIC?
So WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children. So it's a supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. We're a public health nutrition program administered by Food and Nutrition Services Division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Gotcha. And who can get WIC? Who's eligible?
So you must be a resident of Idaho. You must be categorically eligible and meet our income guidelines. So we serve children under the age of 5, pregnant women, and postpartum women that are less than 6 months if they choose not to breastfeed, and then up to a full year if they choose to breastfeed.
Gotcha. I read that in 2020, close to 76,000 people in Idaho were eligible for WIC, but only about 31,000 were in the program. Why don't people know about WIC? Why is it hard to find? Is it hard to find?
I would hope not as a program manager here, but it's not also super well known like Medicaid or food stamps or SNAP. So I think that it's hard to figure out where the offices are, since Medicaid and SNAP are run by the Department of Health and Welfare, and WIC offices are run a little bit differently in that we're run by health districts or tribal agencies in Idaho.
Gotcha. And I know you guys are trying to up the number of folks with the WIC Community Innovation and Outreach Project. Tell me about the project.
Yeah, we're super excited to be a part of this initiative to reach members of the community that qualify for the program that may not know that they qualify or that may not have access to get to our buildings or to even know what it entails. So the idea of the project that we proposed is that we would target those eligible in specific immigrant and migrant populations in the rural counties that we serve, which are Valley, Boise, and Elmore, as well as our refugee population in Ada County. Most of them come with transportation issues, language barriers, those types of things. So the goal is that we would meet them where they are. So we make WIC mobile. We make it so that they don't have to drive to our building, that we would come to them.
Well, that's got to be great when you're talking about rural communities, because that in itself can be a barrier if the offices are all in the city.
Yeah. So we do try and have some offices. We do meet in a community church, we meet in a library, we do some of those, but it's not hitting some of those very rural areas, so it's not as convenient, and we're not there as frequently, so we're hoping that this project will help us get there on a more frequent basis and serve more people.
We're speaking with Emily Waddrup. She's the Central District Health WIC Program Manager. And we're talking about a new grant to get more eligible women, infants, and children to sign up for the WIC program. Emily, How important is WIC to moms and to kids? I mean, we talk about nutrition, but this has long-term effects.
It does. So there's been multiple studies about WIC and its impact on the community and the people we serve. We've been shown to lower premature birth rates. We've shown to decrease the number of fetal and infant deaths. It's been shown to reduce the incidence of iron deficiency, anemia. It improves the diet quality, increases access to healthcare. It increases access to prenatal care earlier in the pregnancy, which is super important. We increase pregnant women's consumption of key nutrients. So those include iron and protein, calcium, and certain vitamins. So we're hoping with the goal is to impact early in life so that those patterns are set, so that as those children grow, they carry those patterns that they learned here at WIC and that they learn how to eat a variety of foods and how to live a healthy lifestyle.
I think that's awesome. And we've talked about a lot about the food, but you do a lot with nutrition education, breastfeeding. It's a very inclusive program, and you're right. Some people don't know about it and they should, and I think this will help. How can people find out more about WIC and about the new outreach that you're doing?
They're welcome to call our phone number. They can call here to this office, which is 208-327-7400. They're welcome to text us, which is 327-7488, a little bit different number. They're welcome to go online to the cdh.idaho.gov website. There's a WIC page there. There's applications online. We can take them over the phone.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, we're going to put links to the program on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. We've been speaking with Emily Whatups. She's the Central District Health WIC Program Manager, about a new grant to get more eligible women, infants, and children to sign up for the WIC program. Thanks, Emily. This is great information.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.